Mail Call from the United States of America. Stand by, Americans. Stand by, servicemen of the United Nations. Here's Mail Call, one big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear in answer to the requests you sent to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Tonight, Mail Call is dedicated to the servicemen from the state of Pennsylvania. And standing here at the microphone to speed this Keystone State salute on its way is a fine performer, a Philadelphian, and a member of the theater's royal family, Lionel Barrymore.
Thank you, Harlow Wilcox, and greetings to all you men overseas.
Mr. Barrymore, Mail Call is honored in having a representative from Philadelphia, the city of cultural and artistic achievement.
Thank you.
Philadelphia is renowned as a center of culture, is it not?
Ha ha, you said it. It's just crawling with the darn stuff.
I suppose, Mr. Barrymore, that you were raised in an atmosphere of quiet dignity.
Oh, yeah, sure. You should have seen me when I was a little boy. On Sunday, I dressed up in my little Lord Fauntleroy suit, and when I walked down the street, all the neighbors would point at me proudly and say, "There goes the little bat that blew up the pool room."
Well, I don't understand that, Lionel. I always thought that the children of the Quaker City were brought up very strictly.
In a way, yes. When you're 18 years old, your father tells you about the birds and the bees. But you have to go to another city before you can do any buzzing.
I see what you mean, cousin.
Well, Harlow, now enough of my distant youth. Let's get on with our salute to Pennsylvania. I see the next musical number is being done by the Pied Pipers, and it's the Besame Mucho. It hasn't anything to do with Pennsylvania, but it's on the hit parade, so what can we do?
Besame, besame mucho. Each little dream would take wing and my life would be through, all through.
Hoy, boy.
Besame, besame mucho. Love me forever and make all my dreams come true.
Besame mucho.
Each time I cling to your kiss, I hear music divine. Besame mucho. Hold me, my darling, and say that you'll always be mine.
This joy is something new. My arms are folding you.
Never knew this thrill before.
Whoever thought I'd be holding you close to me, whispering it's you I adore.
Dearest one, if you should leave me, each little dream would take wing and my life would be true.
Bye.
Right.
Well done. Now, Harlow Wilcox, what's next on the roster?
Something very special, Lionel. A lovely girl with a lovely voice. Here she is, Miss Connie Haynes.
Oh, please.
Connie, may I present Lionel Barrymore?
Oh, how do you do, Mr. Barrymore?
I'm happy to know you, Miss Haynes. Hey, she's really something, isn't she, huh?
She is very cute.
Gosh, I wish I was 67 again. But it being impossible to turn back the clock, suppose you turn on the glamour for the boys, Connie. What are you going to sing?
Why shouldn't it happen to us?
Well, that sounds interesting. Go ahead, Connie.
Never argue with your heart. It isn't smart. It isn't sound. Love don't know from season, logic, rhyme, or reason. Love can be found in every port. Love gets around. In short, it has happened to a cricket in a thicket. It has happened on a streetcar and a bus. There has even been a rumor. It has happened to a fumer. Why shouldn't it happen to us? It has happened to the mama of a llama, to a pelican, and to an octopus. To the swordfish, it no longer is a born fish. Why shouldn't it happen to us? It's elusive, perfusive. Nobody has an exclusive on love. Man, you got done. Take the regal or eagle, the porcupine and the beagle, yes, and kangaroo. All hitch who? It has happened to a tuna at Laguna, to a girl named Myrtle and a guy named Gus. Hiawatha said, come to me by the shore of Kichigumi. Why shouldn't it happen to us? Why shouldn't it happen to us? Oftentimes is focused on a locust, on a bobolink and hippopotamus. Even hamsters out in Kansas have occasional romances. Why shouldn't it happen to us? Oh, the busy little hornet doesn't scorn it. To ignore it really is ridiculous. Turkey, Martinique, and Albuquerque. Why shouldn't it happen to us? It's elusive, perfusive. Nobody has an exclusive on love. Man, take the cheetah and eat her, the halibut and mosquito, yes, and Billy Goat. Feel their oats. Oh, it thrills the tiny sparrow to its marrow. And the armadillo deems it super plus. Why, our ancient barnyard rooster finds it quite a morale booster. Why shouldn't it happen to us? I have even heard a reindeer whisper, please say that again, dear. Why shouldn't it happen to us?
Shouldn't it happen to us? Thank you, Connie. Thank you. You know, fellas, we here on Mail Call have been on the sending end for a long time now, sending our words and music and laughter clear around the world. We thought it was high time we were hearing from the receiving end. So we're going to hear from our stations in Natusa, Now that, translated, means North African Theater of Operations. The stations there that beam those big letters from home to all our troops are in Casablanca, Oran, Tunis, Algiers, Palermo, Naples, and one Mobile station with General Clark's Fifth Army in Italy. The man in charge of that operation is here at our mail call microphone tonight. Welcome home, Major André Barouche.
Thank you, Mr. Barrymore. And hello out there. Say, I hope you men in other theaters of operation won't mind if I sort of say a special hello to all my colleagues in North Africa, and especially to Major Houston A. Brown and Lieutenant J.G. Ralph Carson of the Navy, and every one of my gang. Well, fellas, let me tell you that the programs are really rolling from here. I've been watching them in the process of manufacture. I've said thank you to the stars who appear so regularly on Mail Call and Command Performance, Jubilee, and G.I. Journal, and the dozens of other programs that bring us closer to home. And they know here about the job you've done, about how you men of the American Expeditionary Stations have put together those stations with spit and a prayer, and have kept them running regularly day after day. It's a teamwork job, and both ends of the team are in there pitching. So keep punching, fellas. I'll be a senior.
Thank you, Major Barouche. May I add my appreciation to you and your staff for what you've done in your theater of operation.
Oh, pardon me. I didn't know there was a broad... Why, it's Lionel Barrymore!
Well, Eddie Cantor.
Well, of course. Lionel, I've got to have your advice. I'm having terrible trouble with my wife.
You're having trouble with Ida?
No. My other wife.
Other wife? Eddie, have you taken an overdose of vitamins?
Lionel, look, let me explain. In my picture show business, there was a wedding scene where I get married to Joan Davis.
Yes?
Well, we were married by a ship's captain in the picture, and the actor that performed the ceremony was really a ship's captain.
So what?
So that made it legal. Now I got two wives. Isn't that bigamy?
Well, that's very big of you. I go.
Lionel, how can you joke? Here I am stuck with two wives.
Well, that's nothing. I know a lot of men who are stuck with one.
Mr. Cantor.
What is it, Harlow?
There's a woman outside who says she's your wife.
Says she's my wife? It can't be. It's a mistake. I'm not married to her. I really am. I'm not married to her.
I won't let her buffalo you, Eddie. After all, we men must stick together.
That's right. We men must stick together.
Well, how do you like that? It isn't bad enough there's a manpower shortage. The ones that are left have to be stuck together.
Why, it's Joan Davis. Oh, Joan. Joan, how can you fool around like this? Say it isn't so. Are we really man and wife?
Well, we're wife and something, whatever you are.
But, Joan, I can't be yours. Get somebody else, please. There are other fish in the sea.
Well, fish may be all right on Friday, but the rest of the week I'd like a little ham.
No.
Oh, Eddie, just think you're mine, all mine. And, well, who are we to challenge love?
What do you mean love, Joan? Let's face it. Your face, you're not the romantic type.
Why, yes, I am, Eddie. Sometimes I even surprise myself.
You do?
Uh-huh. Last week, a soldier dropped into my broadcast, and while I was kissing him...
Yep.
His dog tag had pups.
No. Oh. Dog tag had pups. Joan, you must call this whole thing off. Don't you see? I've got to explain it. I'm already married. I've got a wife.
You? You're married?
Yeah.
A little kid like you?
No. Of course I'm married.
Well, why do you keep those things a secret?
A secret? Everybody knows about me and Ida. Don't you see I can't have two wives? If Ida reads the paper and finds out about this, she'll sue me for every cent she's got. Look, besides, Joan, tell me, how will your people feel when they hear we're married?
Well, Eddie, Mother doesn't feel she's losing a daughter. She feels we're getting something in the family we've never had before.
A son.
No, a grandfather.
No! Wait a minute. The phone.
Wait a minute. I'll take it. Hello? phone, Eddie. Ida wants to talk to you.
Oh. What will I say if she found out about us getting married? Hello, hello, Ida? Oh, darling, sweetheart, honey, baby. Ida, did you see anything in the paper that startled you? You couldn't read the paper? Oh, that's right, I wrapped my lunch in it. Who was on the show tonight? Mail call? By Joan Davis.
Let me speak to her.
Joan, please go away. Joan, give me the phone, please.
Well, hello, partner. Yeah, congratulate me. I got married today. Is the groom what? Anybody you know? Well, I'll say. You see, I'm
please,
married
please,
to...
Don't, Ella,
stop licking my hand. Pardon me, I was just talking to my husband, no. Huh? Why, of course, he'd love to say hello to you. Come on, hubby, say hello to Ida. Ida, say hello to...
Give me the phone. Hello, Ida. This is Al Jota, yeah. Well, what do you think of little girl and me getting married? Thank you, Ida. Oh, I hope Joan and I will be as happy as you and Eddie are. Uh-huh. But, Ida, someone wants to talk to me. Oh, someone I haven't seen in a long time. Well, put him on. Hello, who is this? Who? Al Jolson. Oh, my goodness. Al Jolson, the man hasn't been to my house for 10 years and he had to come tonight. Joan, you've caused me so much trouble. We're not married. Now, go and forget it. Go on.
Well, you'll live up to our marriage, Eddie, or I'll have you thrown in jail.
Well, Joan, you can't have me thrown in jail. Getting married on the screen is not legal. Have you got anything in black and white?
Well, you see the picture, brother. We got it in Technicolor.
No!
Oh, gee, and the first night we met, you were so sweet to me. Why, you pinned a corsage on me. And the second night we were in the garden, you pinned a diamond clip on me.
Yeah.
And the third night, a bank was robbed. You tried to pin that on me, too.
No, I did not.
I'm going to see my lawyer.
Joan, come back here. Don't call your lawyer. Joan, come. Lionel Barrymore.
What is it, Bluebeard?
Lionel, look, you're a sensible man. What would you do if you had two wives?
Now, Eddie, what sensible man would have two wives?
I get it. I should have known better than ask you for help. Me, Eddie Cantor, mixed up with two wives, with the reputation I've had all my life, and who could I turn to for advice?
Oh, Eddie, I feel terrible that I can't help you.
Oh.
The one time you come to me, I can't come through. What good am I, Eddie? When you need me most, I stand here helpless. Oh. How do you think I feel when you go to jail and break rocks in that road gang?
How do you think you'll feel? See, I got an idea. Look, when Joan comes back from her lawyer's, you tell her that I've gone crazy.
Crazy?
Yes, you're Dr. Gillespie in the movies. And as Dr. Gillespie, you can tell her that I've gone off my nut.
I can tell her that as Lionel Barrymore.
Well, look, no matter who you are, will you do it, please?
All right. But now it's time for the Pied Pipers to sing Mazzy Goats. Just listen to the words. They'll drive you crazy.
Okay.
Go ahead, Pied Pipers. Why doesn't Canada go to see Mr. Anthony?
Mazzy Dots and Dozy Dots and little Antsy Divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Yes, Mazzy Dots and Dozy Dots and little Antsy Divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? If the words sound queer and funny to your ear, a little bit jumbled and jivey, sing Mazzy Dots and Dozy Dots and little Antsy Divey. Oh, Mazzy Dots and Dozy Dots and little Antsy Divey, a kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? A kiddly divey too, wouldn't you? Sing Mazzy Dots and Dozy Dots and
daddy. Yeah, baby, tell me, wouldn't you?
Thank you, Pine Smoker. Thank you. Say, Eddie, here comes Joan. I wonder what a lawyer had to say.
Well, all I can say is I'll try to talk the girl out of it. That's what I...
Oh, Eddie! Eddie, I just talked to my lawyers, and guess what?
Yeah?
Yes, I'm yours. Oh, Eddie, kiss me.
No. Joan, kissing is crude. It's also very unsanitary. When I studied biology, I learned that there are enough germs in one kiss to kill 32 rabbits.
There are?
Yes, and believe me, that taught me a lesson.
You said it. Never kiss a rabbit. Kiss an animal that can take it.
Now, Joan, you don't want me. Joan, forget the rabbit. You don't want me. Well, you're beautiful. You're vivacious. You're lovely.
Well, gee, no one else has ever told me that.
No one else has ever been in the spot I'm in. Lionel, Dr. Gillespie, tell her again about me.
Pardon me, Miss Davis.
You mean Mrs. Cantor.
Oh, all right, Mrs. Cantor. You see, as Dr. Gillespie, I have something very important to tell you. Mr. Cantor is definitely psychopathic.
Oh.
He's off his nut.
Well, that's all right. We'll just settle down in an ivy-covered padded cell and raise little idiots.
No! Joan, we're not married. That was in a picture.
Well, I don't care, Eddie. I'm fond of you. Why, all the time we made that picture, I used to sit outside of your dressing room and wait to hear the pitter-patter of your footsteps.
How could you tell they were mine?
Because your left foot pitters while your right foot patters. Oh. Just think, Eddie. I'd be a considerate wife. I'd give you 2 nights a week to go out with the boys.
You would?
Yeah, and the other 5 nights, I'd go out with the boys.
Hey, you see? You're not serious. Let's forget the whole thing.
Forget? Oh, how can I forget? You mean too much to me. Much too much.
Yes.
Rally, you do. Yeah. Rally.
Joan.
No, Eddie. Eddie, I tell you, your money will never buy me off.
Who said anything about money?
It's just a little suggestion I threw in.
Oh, you mean money will square everything?
Oh, no, there's only one honest way to do it.
What do you want, Joan? Come on.
Well, there's a mink coat in the window of Maxwell's, the Furriers, on Hollywood and Vine.
Yes.
And if you give me an okay for the coat, I'll call the whole thing off.
I know... You will?
Yeah. A little mink will keep you out of the clink.
All right, Joan, here's my okay. You have my word. You can call up right now and order the coat, but I think it's robbery.
All right, I'll call up. Oh, Eddie, you're a darling. Do you mind if I use your phone?
No, go ahead. Man, stuff for a $5,000 mink coat. What can I do?
Oh, Eddie, you're so sweet. You're a guy who really pays off. Believe me. Hello? This is Joan Davis speaking. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you I'd do it. Yep, you can go and get that mink coat you've been trying to get from that tightwad husband of yours. You're welcome, Ida.
Ida, I'm afraid.
Well, Eddie, I'm glad everything's straightened out. And now Connie Haynes, Joe Stafford, and the Pied Pipers and the Armed Forces Radio Orchestra join in a musical salute to the state of Pennsylvania. It's a medley of tunes long associated with the state. So let it go, gang. It's a V we sing, Pennsylvania.
Thank you. night the band has begun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Pick out your partner and join in the fun. The Pennsylvania Polka. Oh, it started in Scranton. It's now number one. It's bound to entertain ya. Everybody has a mania to do the polka from Pennsylvania.
When you think of home, it's easy to talk fine words. Well, Pennsylvania is my home, Philadelphia to be exact. My grandmother, Drew, founded one of the city's most famous old theaters. It's your home, too. Hundreds of thousands of you hail from PA and think warmly of home halfway around the world. But Pennsylvania is more than one theater, one fireplace, or one old swimming hole. Pennsylvania is a total of a million things. Steel mills in Pittsburgh, river boats on the Allegheny and the Monongahela, coal from the heart of the Appalachians, men and ships going out to fight. Ships like the Philadelphia, the galloping ghost of the Sicilian coast, they call her. Yes, and the men who have fought in the icy cold of the Aleutians. Remember well one spot in Pennsylvania which is forever sacred. Valley Forge. And it was in Pennsylvania, on a wooded hillside, that a man stood 81 years ago and said simply some words we all echo today. That government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
That's it, fellas. The end of another mail call letter. Signatures include Lionel Barrymore, Joe Davis, Eddie Cantor, Connie Haynes, the Pied Pipers, and yours truly, Harlow Wilcox. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear. Mail call is produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.